From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Reports indicate Islamic State has captured the ancient Syrian city Palmyra. Islamic State fighters have reportedly captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, the second major city to fall to the Midland Group in less than a week. It raises concerns over the fate of irreplaceable cultural artifacts. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces withdrew from most of the city late Wednesday. Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Syria analyst David Lesh has visited there many times.
It's one of the most magnificent archaeological sites in the entire world. It's where you can see an entire ancient Roman-era city, its entire planning still basically intact.
Syria's antiquities director said hundreds of statues have been removed from the city and are now safe, but there are other pieces and large monuments that cannot be moved. Syrian and UN officials are appealing to the world to help protect these sites from Islamic State militants. The taking of Palmyra comes days after IS fighters captured the Iraqi western city of Ramadi. One soldier was killed in Burundi's capital Bujumbura Wednesday as police clashed with protesters again, demanding President Pierre Nkurunziza not seek a third term. The clash occurred as the president signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th.
Nkuko vyasabwe n'umugwi w'igihugu.
The Burundian leader said on national television Wednesday the decision was taken at the request of the Electoral Commission, the international and regional community. There's no word on whether the commission will delay the presidential ballot scheduled for June 26. African leaders have called on the president to postpone the election because of mounting unrest. At least 20 have died in 3 weeks of clashes between security forces and protesters. This is VOA News. According to a private banking report, China's manufacturing activity contracted in May for a third month in a row, suggesting persistent weakness in the world's second biggest economy. HSBC's Purchasing Managers Index came in at 49.1, only slightly better than April's 48.9. Anything below 50 is considered contraction. New export orders also declined. The latest numbers raise expectations. The government in Beijing will introduce further stimulus measures. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement with world powers. Iran's spiritual leader told military commanders Tehran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the U.S. and Germany have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. Regional analyst James Chin of Australia's University of Tasmania says the change in policy became a necessity for both governments.
I think both the Indonesian and the Malaysian government realized that it was going to be a public relations disaster if they were to carry on pushing the people back to the sea. The reality is that when you push the boats back to the sea, basically these people will be in danger of being drowned. Right now, the official policy is that they will allow these people to land in Aceh, northern Sumatra, or along the coast of Malaysia, and they'll be placed in a refugee camp.
According to Malaysia's foreign minister, the change involves about 7,000 migrants and is temporary for about a year. The migrant issue, he says, needs an international solution. Nearly 3,000 so-called boat people have been rescued or made their way to shores in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Algerian forces killed three more suspected militants east of the capital Algiers Wednesday in an ongoing counterinsurgency operation that has killed at least 25 insurgents. On Tuesday, the army ambushed a meeting of militants in the Boukram forest, killing 22 and capturing two. The UN mission in South Sudan Wednesday said four people were killed Tuesday after two mortar rounds hit a UN compound in the town of Melut in Upper Nile State. It says eight others were wounded. Fighting between the government and rebel forces has intensified in the battle for control of the oil-rich region. During a visit to Maputo Wednesday, South African President Jacob Zuma apologized for recent anti-migrant violence in his country that left at least seven dead and forced hundreds to flee South Africa. Among the dead, a Mozambican whose killing was captured by a photographer. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.